companions, believers, the stories we hear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the Silsila, the timeless message, in which we discuss various different accounts from the Holy Quran, from the beautiful seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the lives of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, and the Awliya Allah and our pious predecessors, in which there's left a timeless message for you and I, so that we can become better believers, better Muslims, and a better human being. MashaAllah, today on the timeless message, we do have a very brilliant topic of discussion. And that is something that, you know, if you want success in both worlds, then this is what you have to do. And if you want your du'as to be accepted, then this is what you have to do. And today we are going to be discussing the effect of a mother's du'a. Yes. A very beautiful topic, so stay tuned for that. However, before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the one who recites salawat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that person will find my shafa'ah on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. First and foremost, we thank our most merciful creator, our most forgiving creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the countless blessings that he has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. No matter our state, no matter our circumstances, no matter you rich, you poor, no matter you got money, no matter you don't have money, no matter money got lost, whatever the case may be, at the end of the day we say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. That all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single state or circumstances that you and I may be in. So yes, Alhamdulillah, with that being said, we are discussing this very beautiful topic, the effect of a mother's dua. You know, if you want success in life, you want barakah in your life, you want something to happen in your life, you're looking for a job, you're looking for increase in your salary, you're looking to get married, you're looking to have pious children, whatever lawful wish or desire that you have, ask your mother to make a dua for you. And you would see, subhanAllah, how your lawful wishes and desires come true. Because subhanAllah, a mother, dear viewers of Madani channel, is a unique gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dignity of a mother has been mentioned in the Holy Quran and in the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One who obeys his mother succeeds in attaining what? In attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to give you a highlight, an overview of what a mother does. Very, very briefly, you know, a mother sacrifices her comfort for the comfort of her children. Child's body is formed from the mother's blood. For many years, the mother says lullabies to her child, or makes dhikr to her child, you know, to sleep by patting him. A mother becomes restless, you know, and she cries, weeps when she sees her child sick. A mother, subhanAllah, is like a shady tree for her child. A mother endures the heat herself, but she waves the fan with her hand for her child. Allahu Akbar. A mother endures the pains before birth, during birth, and after birth of her child. A mother makes her child a good human. A mother feels happy Even after, you know, sacrificing her food for her children and herself, she sleeps hungry. A mother makes her child lie on a warm bed and lies herself on a cold floor. A mother does not think anything bad for her children. You know, a mother's happiness, it lies in the happiness of her children. If her children are happy, she is happy. This is a mother. A mother, she gets restless when, you know, she sees her children in trouble. A mother encourages her children during difficulties. A mother does not leave her disabled child helpless. A mother becomes affectionate and kind even to her disobedient child. You know, the home seems deserted without a mother. Ask those who lost a mother. Ask them what it's like to be in a home without a mother, because a mother is that person who makes the home. So the home seems deserted without a mother. You know, the one who looks after his mother lives a comfortable life, a peaceful life. So to serve your mother entails her child to enter Jannah, to enter paradise. And it is mandatory for a child to keep his mother happy. It is impossible to be free from the rights of a mother. Yes, this is a mother, Deviz of Madani channel. You know, a companion once humbly said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on a path, stones were so hot that a piece of meat would have roasted if it had been put onto them. Says that I carried my mother on my shoulders for 6 miles. Am I free from the rights of my mother? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know what he said? He said that perhaps this could be the return for one of the contractions she endured in labor. Allahu Akbar. You know, no one can really understand that pain except a mother, because she went through that labor. She was the one who gave birth to her children. She was the one who went through that contractions. You know, a mother is the kind of personality who makes du'as, you know, tearfully, sincerely, wholeheartedly for her children. The du'as of a mother, it makes children obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The du'as of a mother, it protects one from evils. The du'as of a mother, it blesses children with the status of wilaya, with the status of sainthood, of becoming a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a mother makes du'a for her children, it changes the fortune of children. The du'a of a mother is answered for her children. Allahu Akbar. The du'a of a mother, it causes mercy to descend. And Allahu Akbar. The du'a of a mother is a source of forgiveness of sins. You know, by the blessing of the du'a of a mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes troubles and trials from children. Yes. Like, take for instance this incident. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad rahimahullah has said that I heard my father saying that once an elderly woman came to Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad rahimahullah and said that my young son has been imprisoned by the Romans and I have a small house. Other than that, I have no other possessions. I cannot sell it off. You ask any wealthy person to free my son by paying fidya, you know, ransom. Because now I'm spending, you know, these restless days, restless nights, sleepless nights. So consoling her, he said that I'm trying to solve your problem. And so the narrator says, and when that elderly woman left, he sat lowering his head and his blessed lips were moving as if he had been reciting something. After a few days, the same elderly woman came to him with her young son and making du'as for him, started saying that Alhamdulillah, my son has come back safely and he will also state his account of journey to you. Now the son came and he says that with a group of prisoners, I was put in prison of the Roman king who had many orchards. He would send us every day to work in his orchards and in the evening put us back in the prison. One day when after Maghrib, we were going back to the prison after working in the orchard. Suddenly, the strong chains tied around my feet broke themselves and fell onto the ground. The narrator said, the young man, he mentioned the same time and the same day when the chains broke, on which the elderly woman came to Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad rahimahullah for dua. The soldiers asked me, meaning the son, the young son of the elderly woman, he says that the soldiers asked me, did you break the chains? He said, no. They fell onto the ground from my feet after being broken themselves. Now, having heard the young man, the soldiers, they became very astonished, very surprised. They went to the officer, mentioned it to him. He also became very surprised. He then immediately called a blacksmith and said that to tie this young man tightly with chains. So the blacksmith, he tied chains tightly around me, this young son is saying. And I had just gone a few steps, the chains again broke and fell from my feet onto the ground. When everyone saw this, they became very, very surprised, perplexed. What is happening here? So they called their monks, their religious guys, and informed them about the entire situation. Having heard all of the conversation, the monks asked me, is your mother alive? The monks asked this young man, this young son, is your mother alive? He said, yes, my mother is alive. After hearing me, the monk turned to them and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered to his mother's dua. The soldier said that when Allah ta'ala has freed you, how can we tie you tightly with chains? And saying this, the Romans, they released him, they helped him join the Muslims. And in this way, the young man was released by virtue of the dua of his mother and the blessings of Sayyidina Ibn al-Makhlad rahimahullah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Have you noticed, DVs of Madani channel, how effective Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the du'as of a mother? That, you know, when she makes du'a for her children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows acceptance due to her raised hands and answers to her du'as for her children, even by virtue of the blessing of the heartfelt du'as of a mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes troubles, removes trials and tribulations from children. So fortunate, you know, are the people whose parents are alive and are happy with them. You know, what a great fortune those children possess who help their parents get and, you know, get eligible of their du'as, meaning, you know, receive their du'as of their mother by looking after them and becoming deserving of the divine pleasure. So if you and I want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our parents make dua for us, then we should give importance to our parents. Because remember, we need to remember their favors, avoid the things which are against their mood. You know, look after them in every way, treat them well, fulfill their permissible needs. If they need medication, perhaps they are old, Allah Ta'ala has given you strength, go get that medication. Now obey every permissible order of theirs, especially when they have grown old. In the old age, you know, they need more sympathies from their children because their body parts do not work properly. Body, it suffers from diseases, and even relatives become strangers. The old age of parents puts a person to the test. Yes. And when your parents reach old and you are blooming and growing in life, that's when your test comes. And if they need medication 11 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night or whatever the case may be, if they need to go to the hospital, they're going to be calling you. And you can't say that, oh no, I've got work early in the morning and I can't, I'm very tired and I can't be able to do this, but let's do this, I'll get it for you tomorrow and come up with these excuses. No, they are old, you know, they need it right there and then. They need it immediately. That is your test. If you don't do it, then you fail the test. If you do it, then mashallah, you pass the test. So the old age of parents puts a person to the test. And most of the time in the old age, you know, they develop several diseases related to defecation and, you know, passing of urine, due to which usually their children get sick of them. Allahu Akbar. But remember, always remember the Zikrs of Madani channel, that it is a must. It is a must for children to look after their parents even under these conditions. Now, if you have to really think about it, right? In childhood, your mother, the mother also looks after children and keeps them clean when they wet their bed and defecate. So, even if they get extremely irritable and quarrelsome due to their old age and diseases, children still have to be patient, and nothing but patient. You know, treating them with respect is necessary. Yes, this is the very, very first test. They should not even say oof to them. I mean, let alone being rude to them and shouting at them, or else, you know, they may suffer a great loss and be destroyed in the world and in the hereafter both. The one who hurts the feelings of his parents is humiliated, disgraced in this world, and also deserves punishment of the hereafter as well. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the night of Mi'raj, I saw some people who were hanging on the branches of fire. So I asked, O Jibreel alayhi salam, who are these people? Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, these are the people who used to speak ill of their fathers and mothers in the world. Allahu Akbar. I'm mentioning all of this, you know, so that we all can be aware of the consequences of being rude to our parents, scolding our parents, speaking ill of our parents, hurting their feelings, breaking the hearts, all of these things of Madin, inshallah, the consequences. You know, like it's narrated as well, that when the one who disobeys his parents is buried, the grave presses him to the extent that his ribs penetrate into each other after breaking. Allahu Akbar. So the status and dignity of parents are very high degrees of Madani, inshallah, and, you know, elevated. It can be judged by the fact that in the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to worship Him at the same place, Allah ta'ala has also commanded us to be good to our parents and do favors to them. Like in Surah Bani Israel, it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. The translation: and your Rabb has ordained that you do not worship anyone except Him, and treat your parents with kindness. If either of them or both reach old age in your presence, do not say oof to them and do not rebuff them, and speak to them with utmost respect. Any expression of disgust, and lower your wing humbly for them with mercy, and pray, my Rabb, have mercy on them both, the way they nursed me when I was young. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Under this ayah, Divs of Madani, inshallah, the Mufti Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi, rahimahullah, he says when parents become very weak and their body parts no longer remain strong, they become as weak in their old age with you as you were with them in your childhood. Do not say anything that, you know, indicates that you are considering them to be a burden on you. Neither scold them, nor speak loud to them, but rather talk to them in an extremely polite manner, as a slave and servant do to his master. Treat them gently and politely, behave towards them in a loving and affectionate manner in their hard times, because if you really look at it, they brought you and I up with love when you and I were very weak. And furthermore, do not become stingy in spending for the thing that they need. This means that no one can fulfill the rights of the favors of parents, you know, regardless of how great a person treats and looks after them in the world. So a person should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on them. And should humbly say, Wallah, my act of looking after my parents cannot be the return of for their favors. You have mercy on them so that it can be the return for their favors. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is how we should think, the views of Madinah. This is how we should have this kind of a mindset. The way they looked after us when we were small, the way, you know, when we were small, we kept them awake, etc. And they would sacrifice their sleep, they would wake up in the middle of the night, whatever time it could be, and they would see to you and I. Likewise, when they get old, now it's our turn to give back. Although we can't truly fulfill the rights of our parents, but when they get old, then it is our time to give back to them, to help them, to treat them lovingly, you know, to respect them, not to scold them, not to even look at them angrily, not to make them upset, not to hurt them. All of this should not be done whatsoever. And Mufti Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah further says that the ways of doing favors to parents which have been narrated are as follows. He mentions that number one should love them from the bottom of his heart. Right? I'll summarize what he has mentioned. He says that one should respect them while conversing and spending time with them. You know, you should use respectful words when speaking to them. Try to please them. A child should not conceal his excellent well belongings from them. He should act upon their wills after their death. He should make isari thawab for them by, you know, doing fatiha, sadaqah, and recitation of the Holy Quran. He should make dua of forgiveness for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should, the child should visit their graves every week. You know, it's also included in doing good to parents that if they are habitual of committing sins or have any corrupt beliefs, their children should try to reform them, persuade them towards piety, correct their corrupt beliefs with extreme politeness. So in short, if someone serves his parents throughout his life, even then, it is not possible for him to return their favors. So this, the use of Madinah, is very, very important that you and I, we keep this in mind. You know, the way we have been persuaded to respect and revere our parents in the Holy Quran. Similarly, we have also been commanded to obey our parents at many places in the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their glory and greatness have also been mentioned. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said that when a person, and this is such a beautiful narration, he's in the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person looks at his parents mercifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for him the reward of a hajj mabrur, an accepted hajj for every such look. So the companions alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if someone looks at them 100 times a day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Na'am, Allahu Akbar wa atyab. He said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and the purest. Meaning, that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Allah ta'ala can bestow as much reward as He wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely beyond all limitations and bindings. Allahu Akbar. So imagine if it's a Mother Nishanal, you are going home and you look at your parents with a merciful gaze, with love, with muhabba, and the reward for that is you have an accepted hajj. So let us take advantage of this if it's a Mother Nishanal. Then after listening to this, we will go home, after school or after jamia or after university or after campus or after work, we'll go home and we'd look at our parents with love and muhabbah. Never mind the tough day we had, never mind the heat we've been out all day, never mind the difficulties we've had on that day. But when I enter my home, work is at work, and I'm coming fresh, and I'm going to enter with a smile, and I'm going to look at my parents. Imagine how happy that would make them feel. You know, how overjoyed that they'll be. Hey, my child came home after long day's work, and he still comes home with a smile on his face. Allahu Akbar. This would actually make their heart so happy, so delighted, you know, because it's these small things that, you know, parents actually look out for. You know, it's different compared to when a child sending money to his parents. But it's more than that. You know, a child who says, no, I send my parents money every month. I don't have time to go see them, but I send them the money. That does not complete. That doesn't even do justice. I mean, you know, as you're serving your parents, as you've been good to them, etc., etc., no, you could be doing it out of compulsion. That, here's a money ticket and go. And you just want it out of your plate. But are the feelings there? Are the attachment, is the connection there? Is that all there? Very, very rarely. But on the other hand, if you have a child who sends money every month, if you are one of those children who send your parents money every month, and together with that, you go and visit them, you know, however much you can. Or if you're staying in the same house, it's different. But if you're staying separately, then however much you can, you go and visit them. You enter with a smile. You sit with them. You have supper with them or lunch with them, you know, and you have a good time with them. That is what makes them happy. It's not just about if you are abroad and thinking, you know, or if you are in another place in the same city altogether and just by sending money that you're doing justice. No, that's not justice. That's just, you know, doing it out of compulsion to say that, okay, I sent my money, I did my part, and that's it. But as I've said, that's not it. It's not all it. You know, you got to be there for your parents. You got to be present. You know, presence is what matters. That's why it's mentioned, that very beautiful saying, it's the small things in life that matters. And these small things, by you entering the home with a smile, looking at your parents, all of this would lead you to success. So that was a very, very beautiful narration for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, encouraging you and I, motivating you and I to look at our parents with love and muhabba, with a merciful gaze. You know, don't look at them angrily with, you know, these big red eyes, and, you know, give them this stern look that they get scared, that they can't even say anything to you, and you being their own child, that they feel scared of you, they feel frightened of you, that if they have to advise you, if they have to say anything, then you're going to blow the whole roof off. And you're going to be like, oh, what do you know? You know nothing, you're old. I know more, I'm in the current age, and I know what's trending out there. You know nothing, you must just keep quiet. Thus, the abuse of mother and children is somewhat the reality nowadays, where children have the audacity to look at the parents straight in the eye. And if they're angry, they would stare them in the eye. They would, you know, slam the door on their face. They would shout back at their parents. They would backchat their parents. And they would do so much. They would cause so much of hurt to their parents. And these aren't the teachings of Islam. These aren't the teachings of the Holy Quran and the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran tells you and I not to even say oof to our parents. Imagine slamming the door on their face, showing them your big red eyes when you get angry. How severe and intense is that? Allahu Akbar. So this is something that you and I, we should refrain from completely. Rather, make them happy. You make them happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with you. Simple as that. You make them unhappy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes displeased with you. So, the second narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the two doors of Jannah, of paradise, are open for the one who spends his morning obeying his parents. Two doors of Jannah are open for the one who spends his morning obeying his parents. And if only one parent is alive, then one door opens. And two doors of hell are open for the one who spends his morning disobeying his parents. And if only one parent is alive, then one door opens. So a person humbly asked, even if they oppress him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, even if they oppress. So you think about it, Yusuf Mother Nation, what do you want? Two doors of paradise open for you, or you want two doors of hell open for you? You want two doors of paradise open for you? Then obey your parents in the morning. If only one parent is alive, obey your parent, and one door of paradise is open for you. Otherwise, as we have heard, the beautiful hadith that two doors of hell are open for the one who spends his morning disobeying his parents. If only one parent is alive, then one door of hell opens. So we really, really need to make wise decisions and do good actions, you know. We got to think twice of how, of what we say to our parents, of how we behave to our parents. You know, a person said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the rights of parents upon their children? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Huma jannatuka wa naruka, that they are your paradise and your hell. Allahu Akbar. We see another person comes to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most deserving of my good service? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother. Again he asked, who is after her? Reply came, your mother. Again he asked, who is after her? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this time again, your mother. Three times, your mother. And again this person asked, who is after her? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your father. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these views of unintentional. You know, from these blessed ahadith that you and I have been honored to listen to and to hear, you know, it has become obvious that the status of parents, it is extremely high and elevated. You know, if we keep them happy, our world and our hereafter will get better. Whereas to displease them, it is an act leading to Jahannam, leading to hell. It's also been understood that no matter if parents oppress, even then, it is a must for children to obey them. For example, if parents are displeased with us, scold us, or kick us out of the home after becoming upset, then we should, you know, reproach our conscience instead of declaring our parents guilty by thinking that, you know, we might have made some mistakes. If I had kept them happy and become their slave, I would not have to face this today, because parents are very kind to their children. Why will they treat me like this? So the people whose parents are alive should contemplate, do we fulfill the rights of our parents? Are our parents, are they happy with us? Do we speak softly to them? Do we obey every permissible order of theirs? Do we quarrel with them? Do we talk to them rudely? Do we consider it to be a burden to look after them? Do we frown when doing their work? Do we give them an angry look when they scold us? Do we make excuses when they ask for money? Does our mother feel delight when she sees us? Does she feel happy when she sees us? Do we respect our mother? Do we request our mother that my mother make dua for me? Do we do all of this? Remember that the duas of a mother is answered very, very quickly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has actually mentioned that the dua of a mother is answered quickly in her children's favor. So it was asked, why is it so? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it is because a mother is more kind than a father, and the dua for mercy is not rejected. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So can you see the views of Madani Shanam? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed you and I that the du'as of a mother is accepted quickly in her children's favor. So take advantage of it whilst your mother is alive, you know, and you want to pass in your exams, you want to go and get a job, you want prosperity in your life. I mean, your mother is right there at home. You could so easily go to her, you could make her happy, you could request her that please make dua for me. And then you would see how everything changes for the better in your favor. Why? Because your mother has made dua for you. You're going through some issues in life, you're going through some difficulties in life. Your go-to person are your parents. Go to them, request them to make dua for you, that you know what, I'm going through this and this issue, I'm going through so-and-so problem, I don't know what to do anymore. Go to them and you would see how that problem, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of your parents, because of your mother, because of your father, making dua for you, you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes those difficulties, removes those issues, removes those problems. So we shouldn't feel shy, you know, in going to our parents and telling them, Abba, Ammi, please make dua for me. I got this to do. Please make dua for me. I'm going through this in my life. Please make dua. It all comes right. We don't need to feel shy to go to them to make dua. You know, I mean, you get some people where they don't even ask their parents to make dua for them. You know, they don't even go and visit or see their parents. Yet, you know, if some big personality has to come, then they would run and then they would go quickly. Please make dua for me. Please make dua for me. Yet at home, the mother is crying. The father is crying. My child treats me like this. My son treats me like that. My daughter treats me like this. The mother and father are there at home. They're crying. And the opportunity is there. Yet we're not taking advantage of it. So even if Madani Channel, let us take advantage of it and request our parents to make a dua for us. And you will see how your life changes for the better, inshallah. As of now, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go in order to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to this beautiful kalam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar qabr be kason ki ae shamae jamale mustafa ai aankhon mein chamak ke dil mein aa ja شمعِ جمالِ مصطفیٰ اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا اے پردہ نشین دل کے پردے میں رہا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ من میں چھپا لینا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، truly heart touching کلام in the praises of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ May Allah سبحانہ وتعالی grant us the vision of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم at the time of our death. May Allah سبحانہ وتعالی grant us the company of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and increase our love for the beloved حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ آمین یا رب العالمین۔ الحمدللہ، coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the effect of a mother's dua. Thus far, we have mentioned various different perspectives in this regard. Now going forward, I want to mention to you a very, very interesting story that once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, oh Allah, show me the person who will be my companion in paradise, in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go to such and such city, you will find there so and so meat trader who is your companion in paradise. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he went to the city to meet the meat trader. Despite not knowing him, Considering him to be a traveler and a guest, the meat trader, he invited Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and when both of them sat down to eat, he placed a very big basket next to him. He would eat one morsel himself and put two into the basket. In the meantime, someone knocked on the door. The meat trader stood up and went out. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, meanwhile, he looked in the basket and found an elderly man and woman inside. As they looked at Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, a smile came on their face. They smiled when they saw Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They testified the risala, the prophethood of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and passed away immediately. And the meat trader came back and looked at his deceased parents in the basket. He understood the entire matter. Then, kissing the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said that it seems that you are the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Musa Kareemullah alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked that, how did you come to know? How did you judge it? He says that my parents, they would make this dua every day. They would say, oh Allah, bless us with the death whilst we are beholding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And due to their sudden death, I judge that you must be Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Now the meat trader even said further, he said that when my mother ate food, she would get so happy, she would get so joyous, so delighted, and she would make dua for me. She would say, oh Allah, make my son the companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in paradise. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said, congratulations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you my companion in paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, look at that news of Madani, inshallah. This shows you and I the effects of a mother's dua. Allahu Akbar. Like, you know, one reason why Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why one of his titles is Atiq, no child of a mother would remain alive. When he was born, she took him to Baytullah Sharif and made dua by saying, oh Allah, if this son of mine is free from death, bestow him upon me. And afterwards, he was called Atiq. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We see also the incident wherein Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahimahullah has said that during a very, very cold night, my mother asked me for a glass of water. I went to bring a glass of water, but she had fallen asleep when I came. I did not feel it appropriate to wake her up. So what did I do? I stood near her, holding the glass of water in my hand, waiting for her to wake up so that I could present it to her. I stood there for a very, very long time. Meantime, some water spilled over my finger and froze, turning into ice. When my mother woke up, I presented her the glass of water, and my finger had stuck to the glass because of the ice. As I detached my finger from the glass, its skin came off, skin from my finger, causing it to bleed. And seeing it, my mother asked, what is this? So he says that I told her the entire story. On listening to it, she raised her hands. She made dua. She said, oh Allah, I am pleased with my son Bayezid. You also be pleased with him. Allahu Akbar. And today the whole world knows him as Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami Rahimahullah. Subhanallah. Look at how he was granted such a high status. Huh? The status of wilaya, the status of sainthood, being a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to the du'as of his mother, he became a famous wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, divas of Madani, we too, we need to take advantage of this. Because we see also the beloved mother of Muhaddith Azam, Pakistan Allama Maulana Sardar Ahmad Qadri Chisti rahimullah. His mother would say that inshallah this beloved child of mine would become a great personality, and she would make this dua as well, that your name is Sardar, meaning chief. She'll say, may Allah Ta'ala make you the Sardar, the chief of Deen and the world. And the world saw that the dua of the mother was really answered for the great son, subhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him sardar, made him the chief. So have you noticed, even if mother and children, that when a mother makes dua for her child, now how its blessed effects appear, that not only a meat trader became a jannati by virtue of a mother's dua, but he was also blessed with the good news of becoming the neighbor of a Nabi in Jannah. Whereas by virtue of the dua of his mother, Muhaddith Adam rahimahullah was given the sardari, meaning the leadership of deen and the world as well. And it's also been learned that our pious predecessors, they would get duas of their mothers after keeping them happy by looking after them. So following, you know, in the footsteps of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also get ready to look after our mother, so that we also become the apple of our mother's eyes, and she feels pleased with us, she feels happy for us, and she makes dua. You know, she would make dua for us, Allah, make my son a hafiz, make my son an anim, grant barakah and prosperity in my son's life. We'll get all of the zeebs of mother nature. And surely, you know, it is a must for children. Always remember this. It is a must for children to obey their parents. However, if parents order them to do anything contrary to Sharia, such as get your beard shaved, etc., etc., so in this case, what should be done? Sharia has forbidden to obey the order, because it is not permissible to obey the creation by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and unfortunately, due to a lack of Islamic knowledge, there are a number of such unwise people who, instead of sacrificing their joy for the sake of their parents' joy, fulfill their nafsani, meaning their carnal desire, by deceiving their parents. The way we want, we forcefully try to convince our parents by hook or by crook. For example, if children grow up and there is a delay in their marriage due to any reason, so sometimes these type of children, they make complaint of their parents in front of others by saying, look, now this is the age of my marriage, this is the age to see the prime of my youth. If my marriage does not take place even now, then when is it going to take place? Then when will it take place in my old age? No, my parents do not worry about me. Who will make them understand? Some say my friend has an expensive phone, I got a simple phone. Do I have any right to live in this age? You know, some children say that those who spend time with me have very, very elegant, you know, clothes, etc. And I feel ashamed to spend time with such people due to my simple dress, due to my simple clothes. So, people of Mother Nature, we need to really, really understand that parents always think better for their children. They want to do many things for their beloved children, but sometimes the circumstances do not allow them. Something for children to understand. Sometimes the old father, he's still working for his wages to run his home instead of resting. You know, his mother, who is suffering from many diseases, cannot afford all the medications, but rather, what does she do? She sacrifices her rest, and she does whatever it can take to support the family, so that, you know, there can be some extra means of income. So we really, really need to think, the use of Mother Nature, that are we really making our parents happy? Are we making them happy, or are we making them unhappy? Remember that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of our parents. The displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the displeasure of our parents. Now, if parents quarrel with each other, what should the children do? If your parents are quarreling with each other, are you going to take your mother's side, or are you going to take your father's side? And for this, subhanAllah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Radha Khan rahimahullah, he has said that if there is a quarrel between parents, children should neither support the mother nor the father. They should not treat their father harshly out of their mother's love. Hurting the feelings of the father, answering him back and talking to him rudely with disrespect are all haram acts, as well as disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not permissible at all for children to support either their mother or father in this way. Both of them are paradise and hell. If he causes trouble to any of them, he will deserve hell. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can be obeyed by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, for example, if a mother wants her son to cause a trouble to his father, but he does not do so, that means he refuses to treat his father cruelly, and his mother gets upset with him because of his refusal, then he should not let her get displeased and should not listen to her at all in this manner. The same ruling will apply if his father asks him to treat his mother cruelly. Now, Islamic scholars, the ulama, they've elaborated that priority should be given to the mother when it comes to looking after parents, and preference should be given to the father when it comes to respecting them, because he has authority and power even over his mother. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to respect our parents, to love our parents, and to obey our parents. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.